The old Ark was a Pan Am jet, and I was returning to the United States. The airplane had originated in Johannesburg and stopped in Accra, Ghana, to pick up passengers. I boarded wearing traditional West African dress and sensed myself immediately, and for the first time in years, out of place. A presentiment of unease enveloped me before I could find my seat at the rear of the plane. For the first few minutes, I busied myself arranging bags, souvenirs, and presents. When I finally settled into my narrow seat, I looked around and became at once aware of the source of my discomfort. I was among more white people than I had seen in 4 years. During that period, I had not once thought of not seeing white people, because there were European, Canadian, and white American faculty at the university where I worked. Roger and Jean Genoux, who were Swiss and United Nations personnel, had become my close friends, and in fact helped me to raise, or better, corral, my teenage son. So my upset did not come from seeing the white complexion, but rather from seeing so much of it at one time. For the next 7 hours, I considered the life I was leaving and the circumstances to which I was returning. I thought of the difference between the faces I had just embraced in farewell and those on the plane who looked at me and other blacks who had boarded in Accra with distaste, if not outright disgust.